decision still pending on Kramer's.
Yeah, we're still talking about it.
But you had Westberg lead off a couple times against the lefties, and now it's been Adley. Do you just prefer to have Jordan move down a little bit?
Yeah, just kind of, you know, playing with the lineup a little bit. You know, what Adley's doing against left-handed pitching this year is pretty noticeable. He's done one of that so well against them. So, you know, having him up there, either first, second, third, whatever it may be, up there as much as possible, that's why he's up there. And then if they want to turn the lineup around and then go righty at that pocket also, then I got a switch hitter at the top. So, and then with Kowser hitting in the bottom, it's just from a lineup structure standpoint, just not having lefties available for them to be able to just pocket their lefty relievers.
What do you think about the change in the type of players that we're seeing leading off? I mean, you guys have had Gunnar lead off a lot, and he usually gets the game started in a loud way, but it used to be a different type of player that we saw leading off lineups. What do you think about just the change that that's happened?
Well, I think that's I think that's been for quite a few years now. I think teams started looking at more of on base, and you know, look at Philly with Schwarber, you know, on base power, guy that's going to be those type of guys. You try to get up there as much as possible, and maybe the prototypical leadoff hitter of the 70s and the 80s, where it was a speed guy, and then the number two hitter was kind of the setup guy for the middle order guys. Kind of the lineups have just changed a little bit, and I'm fortunate to have a guy that has a speed guy and a power guy. It can do a lot of different things leading off majority of nights, always against right-handed pitching. So, it's a luxury that it's nice to have.
Brandon, Ryan Mountcastle is only 27. This is 5 years now in the league. I mean, how have you kind of seen him develop as, you know, into probably one of the premier first basemen in the American League?
Well, Ryan Mountcastle for the All-Star game. Heard it here first, Rock. I'm so happy, one, to see that he was leading in the when I was told yesterday that he was leading voting. I think that's absolutely fantastic and so well-deserved. He's made huge strides in every single way. You know, finding a home defensively, being really good at it, being a Gold Glove finalist last year, and very much deserving, and hopefully again this year. But just the approach at the plate, the maturity with how he takes his at-bats now, he's just a much tougher guy to get out. And he's got huge power, but he's a hitter first. He's still getting better, too. He's still growing as a hitter. And it's just been really fun to watch him mature as a player and a person in the last 5 years.
Curious to add in both an aggressive approach yesterday and also worked a 13-pitch at bat. I guess, what does that say about his comfort level in his first day?
Yeah, well, I think you're going to see Heston be aggressive. And that's, you know, he's trying to do damage to the baseball. And but then also he got a 2-strike count yesterday, and the at-bat he put on him late, that was awesome to see. And I just missed it too, unfortunately, but took really good at-bats yesterday, and that was fantastic for us.
How important do you think catcher framing is to the success of pitching staff? Do you feel like the statistics that are out there paint a complete enough picture to quantify how good a bad a player is?
No. And I think most catchers will tell you that, too. I think there's so much that the pitching framing is important, but I don't think it tells the true story of what a guy does behind the plate. Whether he can get a pitch or two a game at the bottom of the zone, for me, is great, but there's a lot of other areas of the catching position that is tough to put a number on and to evaluate unless you've got scouting eyes. And so from blocking to throwing to handling a pitching staff to be understanding setups, all sorts of pitcher-catcher relationship stuff, you know, receiving is very, very important. And I think it's going to be less important here as we go along if all the new rules are going to come into place. But, you know, there's still a lot that goes into catching besides just that.
Does that make what Adley does at the plate even that much more impressive? He's got so much on his plate. Behind the dish.
Yeah.
Is that more
what he's
doing?
Yeah. Yep. mean, offensive catchers, that's a total luxury because it's such a hard position to play. It's physically demanding. It's mentally draining. And then you got to go produce four or five times a game offensively. And that's why you see I give Adley a lot of DH days, because I want him in the lineup every day. And if I had a normal catcher situation, then he'd be getting off days. And I don't want him to have off days as much as I want him in the lineup. So, you know, he's what he's doing, it, and this is only, what, his third year, second full year. What he's doing is a luxury, just like a lot of other guys I have. But he's doing an unbelievable job in both areas.
And is that where you see a lot of value from McCann really come into play for you? Is all the other stuff? I mean, offensively has not having the best year, but certainly doing a lot of things for you guys.
Yeah, Mac has a lot of intangibles, and how he handles the pitching staff, the throwing ability, the blocking ability, being back there for a lot of innings with catching a lot of really good starters and pitching staffs, understanding, helping guys navigate through innings, staying on the game plan, varying from the game plan when needed. And what, if he can give us anything offensively, that's a bonus.
Looking at Cole to be might be your stopper tonight for little Skidren. He didn't have his best stuff last time out, but his maturity and not worrying about the ability to handle that kind of adversity, he's grown in that area.
Yeah, I think, you know, Cole's going to go out and attack hitters and throw a bunch of strikes. And there's going to be some times where those balls that are put in play aren't at our fielders, and that's kind of been, when he's not gone well, it's because he does pitch to contact. This is a contact-oriented team. You're going to see a ton of balls put in play. We feel great about our defense and what we've been doing defensively. But I like the way that you're going to have to beat him. And I think he really kind of figured that out a little bit this year, kind of early, that his stuff does play, and let the defense play, and hopefully he's throwing a bunch of strikes tonight. We're playing good defense behind him.
Thanks, Brandon.